You had lost your job, you drank to excess, and you were stoned all the time. And it was like, what are we going to do?
You kind of threw out the idea
of a private investigations agency
involving you and I.
And by the next week, I was sitting on surveillance. So I just jumped into the deep end. We were so desperate. So we did crazy work for like no money.
What I clearly remember is chasing people for days for a $37 fee. But what it felt like to me was I was worthwhile at something again.
We have solved a lot of cases going through trash.
And that's what you do. Yeah. I remember on this case going through the trash, and we're standing there with cameras taking pictures of it because I don't want to.
We always take pictures of the trash.
Yeah. I think it was like August, and it's like particularly smelly.
The problem was it was attracting dogs, and I'm afraid of dogs. I was so scared.
And all of a sudden, we're doing lots of infidelity investigations, and it doesn't exactly inspire a great deal of romance in your own life.
I remember our relationship was limping along, but being forced to work together really forced us to deal with a lot of things.
It's tough, actually, to be on surveillance with somebody who's pissed off at you. I remember going to some sites, and we've been having some discussions on the way up there because you drive a long time, you talk. And the next thing I knew, our conversations did get more positive and there was more laughter. I know that our relationship really took off at that point. Our work relationship took off. Without the business, I'm not sure that we would have, you know, made it. And now?
Oh, better than ever.
This is the relationship I wanted when I was 17 and didn't know that I could have. I wish that I could be in this relationship another 200 years. If I could bargain with God, it's just like, I love you so much.